In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day. It's Father Tom and Anthony. It's good to be here with you. I'm reading from the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. They're Jews. Going up to the temple at the hour of prayer at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And a man lame from birth was being carried in. People would lay him daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate. So this man had his position at the Beautiful Gate, which is closest to the temple. Oh yes, and what do you think he's doing? He's begging. He's begging for money. You know, we go to the Holy Land and we see people year after year in the same place begging for money. Let's continue. At the Beautiful Gate, so that he could ask for alms from those entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked them for alms money. Peter looked intently at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver or gold, but what I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, stand up and walk." And he took him by the right hand and raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. Jumping up, he stood and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. Walking and leaping and praising God. I tell you, this was a miracle, a resurrected miracle. And it's going to get these apostles in deep trouble. Oh, yes. The religious of the day did not want to see miracles. They wanted to have their own control. Oh, yes. You would think that people would say, "We put money in his cup. Hallelujah, we don't have to do that anymore. He's not on the dole." This is important. So they went up to the temple and prayed. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they recognized him as the one who used to sit and ask for alms at the Beautiful Gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. The apostles now get in trouble. Oh, yes. When they proclaim the death and resurrection of Jesus, they're going to get in trouble. Yes, because the religious leaders at the time wanted nothing to do with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There might be people like that today. They want nothing to do with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Yet without that outpouring, we are dead. Without that outpouring, we have nothing to give people. Now, the Jewish people are going to put the apostles in jail for healing the man who was walking and leaping and praising God. I've seen miracles like that. I remember the man who came in with a cane at the espousal retreat house. He said to me, "I came with a miracle in my pocket." He said, "I'm not going to have this cane when I leave this place. And you know what? He was right. He did not need the cane. And then what happened to him? He went out dancing. This is real. Walking and leaping and praising God. How we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How we need God to pour out His Spirit upon us. We need the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, the Bible is just black words on a white page. Without the Holy Spirit, Eucharist becomes just bread and wine. Without the Holy Spirit, people who confess their sins would carry them out again after their confession. The Holy Spirit makes real the body and blood of Christ. The Holy Spirit makes real the Word of God. The Holy Spirit makes real these things.
Amen. Yeah, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and only the truth will set us free. Whether people like it or not, the Holy Spirit is going to pour out. You know, there's a healing anointing on this broadcast right now. The Holy Spirit is going to start to pour out on you through Father Tom's words as you listen. You know, when the Holy Spirit fell on the apostles and on the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came with the Holy Spirit and fire. Because the fire of the Holy Spirit transforms everything it comes across. When the fire of the apostles fell on the fire of the Holy Spirit fell on the apostles, they've been ignited. You know? You've been ignited by baptism, by receiving the Holy Spirit, but you're going to be even more ignited through today's broadcast. You know, the Holy Spirit only speaks what the Father's will. You know it's the Holy Spirit speaking, because the Holy Spirit speaks only in encouragement and only in love. There needs to be justice to be love, of course. But the Holy Spirit is what connects Jesus and God. In the beginning, in heaven, it was God, the Father, and Jesus. And they had so much love between them.
From all eternity.
They had so much love between them that the Holy Spirit was there. And it's a free, unmerited gift given to us. You know, it's fallen on the world. It's fallen on you now. I can be on, like, I, upon me experiencing the fire of the Holy Spirit, everything in me was burned out other than God. And this is an experience that if we just open our heart wide for, is available to all Christians of all walks of life. This is what separates Christians. We have the Spirit of God in us. You know, we now can pray for healing, and the Holy Spirit can heal them and people. You know, walking in the footsteps of Father Tom. We just say the words, and I've seen the Holy Spirit just rip through places. You know, during Halloween, during the witchcraft in Salem, I've seen the Holy Spirit rip through people laying in the Holy Spirit, people getting saved. You know, the Holy Spirit wants to act where it doesn't think it can act. The greater the sin, the more availability to grace, the Holy Spirit will come. And Father, right now, I just pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on every listener.
Amen.
I ask the Spirit of truth to drive out all the facts of the world. The truth of God drives out all the lies of the world, in Jesus' name. And you see yourself as Jesus sees you. That's a perfect creation, created to be loved by God.
How I need the Holy Spirit. Today, in one of the readings that the Lord gave us, be hot or cold, amen, but not lukewarm. Because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. I tell you, I've been praying today. I want to be hot, Lord. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to preach the word of God in season and out of season. I want to tell people how much mercy is available for them because of the cross, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. I want people to know that they don't have to do big things for God, but they just have to come to Him as they are and allow Him to fill them to the brim and over. Oh yes, that's what the Holy Spirit does. We need the Holy Spirit. People have told me the Holy Spirit is the forgotten person in the Trinity. Well, if it's forgotten, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. What happened last year is going to happen this year. What happened last year? Nothing. What's happening this year? Nothing. Why? Because you have not surrendered to the Holy Spirit. You have not surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ. You have not surrendered to the Father. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit comes with fire. I need that fire. Without that fire, I have nothing to say. I need that fire. And that fire says today, don't quit. Don't quit. Don't give up. Look to me. Look to me and I will give you rest. Look to me and I will give you peace. Look to me and I will give you love. How we need the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of the Father and of the Son. How we need Him. And the word is we're desperate for an outpouring of the Spirit. And there is no outpouring of the Spirit unless there is repentance. You want something to happen? We, as a church, need to repent, all of us, for allowing the government to take over our churches. How sad. How sad. If the people needed a church, they need it now more than ever. And the government says you can't hold too many people in the church. Goes against the First Amendment. But you see, I see this as diabolical. Oh yes, it's diabolical. But we at St. John the Baptist in Quincy, we have Holy Spirit time. We have confessions heard on Saturday, 12 to 2, and Sunday, on Saturday, 12 to 2, and Wednesday, on 7 to 8 in the evening, and the confessions are heard in automobiles. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We need to think about things. We need to think about things. On Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass, we can't go into the church because there's so many. So we have cars lining up to come and hear the gospel and to receive the Holy Eucharist. Oh, yes. And we can hear it on the radio, what's being preached. I tell you, we need the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has acted powerfully at St. John the Baptist Church in Quincy. Why? Because the pastor and the pastoral people want the Holy Spirit. They always say, come, Holy Spirit. They might be just walking into the kitchen. Come, Holy Spirit. And you know what? When we say, come, Holy Spirit, He comes.
Come, Holy Spirit. Fill our hearts, our minds, our spirits, our lives with Your goodness. You know, I heard really sin, what sin is sin is just doing our will instead of God's will. And the truth is that God has a perfect plan for all of our lives. Can we get out of the way is the only question. You know, can we open up wide for the Holy Spirit? So how do we know what God's plan is for our lives? The way to know is to not know. The way to know is to walk around and invite the Holy Spirit into your heart, into your life. Like Father Tom said, come Holy Spirit. every time I try to get on the radio, because, you know, I'm very unqualified to be here and I think I want to say something, I always get in my way and it doesn't come out. But the truth is, when I just give up and rely on the Holy Spirit, those are the times where the Holy Spirit can talk. Because, you know, it's not our will, but God's will that needs to be done. It's not our intellect, but it's God's intellect that will give us graces. You know, everything we have in this life is a grace, but the biggest grace is how we can be filled with the Holy Spirit just by asking. He gives all Christians the Holy Spirit, but he'll give the Holy Spirit so much more to those who ask. You know, he's waiting on you. He's waiting on your yes. You know, this world today, like Father Tom says, it's getting crazy. It is diabolical, a lot of the things that are going on. The devil's three biggest tools are pride, confusion, and Rubibi. But yeah, you can see the confusion going on in fear. And you can see confusion going on. No one knows what to believe, what's right, what they should do, what they can't do. And then, you know, there's so much fear going on. But it's prudent to fear God. You know, God has everything under control. We might think that, you know, oh, look at all this crazy stuff. God will use it all to his good in your life. Because God uses everything to the good for those who love him. So do you love God today? If you're listening, I'm sure you do. But the bigger question God wants to ask you is, do you trust me today? You know, do you trust me? There's nothing that should get in between you and going to church and being with God and being in God. You know, me and Father Tom were praying for prayer requests before this. And it's great to listen to Father Tom and his wisdom. You know, someone that was praying for his son to go to church. Father Tom said, I pray that he has an experience with Jesus so he wants to go to church. You know, it's all about the relationship with Christ. But when we have this relationship, we want to stay in his home, in his sanctuary. We want to take his sacraments. Once I had the revelation of what the Eucharist was, a lot of it was through Eucharistic miracles. When one time a Eucharist fell on the floor and it was being put in holy water so it can be disposed of properly, when, you know, they saw it turned into a heart, and under a microscope they saw the cartilage, and it was actually a beating heart, and it was a heart of a human right before death. Because when we eat the Eucharist, we're consuming the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. When we go to confession, all our sins, we lose them. We're freed. You know, I went to a confirmation yesterday with the bishop, and, you know, the gifts of the Holy Spirit were given in a greater way to everyone who gave their yes to God at the confirmation. You could feel it ripping through the church. Now, salvation comes through Jesus Christ and the belief in Jesus Christ. But he's given us so many tools that the devil wants to take away. You know, that right now we need church. We need Jesus more than ever. But we need community. We need the sacraments. We need the love. And I'm here today. Don't let fear keep you out from God's house. Don't let confusion, you know, of this world keep you from the truth of God, because the truth of God breaks the facts of the world. If you want the truth, open the Bible, get into prayer, look into the face of God today, and he will pour out on you. Father, in the name of Jesus, just pour out more Holy Spirit on every listener. We ask you, Holy Spirit, we love you, we revere you. Come, Holy Spirit. God, we know you're outside space and time. So just pour out on every listener right now in Jesus' name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. When we pray for the kingdom is in the Holy Spirit. There was a woman that I know, she's in her 90s, and she's not Catholic. She says, you know what the church needs? And I said to her, what does the church need? The church needs a fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you know what? I had to agree with her. I had to agree. She was right. She was right. A fresh baptism of the Holy Spirit. I would never be on radio if I had not received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I would never be on radio. Thy kingdom come in the Holy Spirit. Thy will be done in the Holy Spirit, on earth as it is in heaven. And in heaven, no one's sick. In heaven, no one's deaf. In heaven, no one's blind. In heaven, no one's old. How we need that God would pour out His Spirit so that we could say, Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth, in me, as it is in heaven.
We want to look up, not out. We want to look to heaven, not out to the world. Because when we're looking up at heaven, we get filled with heaven. And when we're filled with heaven, everywhere we go becomes filled with heaven. You know, faith is caught, not taught. So how do you catch the Holy Spirit? We look up at heaven. We get a revelation of who the Father is. We pray. You know, prayer starts with a revelation of who we're praying to. That we're in communication with God. With He created this world. He created your life. He knows everything. He's watching you right now. And He wants you to speak with Him. Because of Jesus, you can go to the Father. Because of Jesus on the cross, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. When we do not know the words to say, the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. When we do not know what to do, the Holy Spirit will lead us. You know, there's two spirits. There's the spirit of the world and the Holy Spirit. And the spirit of the world is incompatible with the Holy Spirit. You know, we do not want to mix. You want to be totally filled with heaven. God just put it on my heart. Right now is the most important time ever. He wants you to look up, not out. He wants you to get filled with the truth of God, not the facts of the world. You know, we can only bring to this earth what we know, what we understand is in heaven. If we want to bring heaven to this earth, we need to look at heaven. We need to pray. We need to ask. You know, God just wants you to ask. You know, it's very pleasing for God for you to ask for much because He wants to give us much. But He wants you to trust Him much. He wants you to love Him much. So the ultimate love is surrender. And right now, I just hope we can all pray together. And we just say, Jesus.
Jesus,
I surrender it all to You.
I surrender it all to You.
Thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord, pour it out on him. You know, when you don't know the words to pray, all you truly need to pray is, Thy will be done. You know, not my will, but Thy will be done. Because before you even had a problem, God already has the answers. Before you, Jesus has a perfect plan. And He just needs you to fall into the Holy Spirit. There's a way that you can talk from the other realm. When you just give yourself over to the power and the Spirit of God, there's a way that God can talk through you. You know? And He can use you. And it's just about, can we get out of the way? And it's the hardest thing to do. You know, I struggle with it every day. Every day before, it's a battle, especially before I come on the radio. But I just say, I know how weak I am without God. I know that without God, I'm nothing. And I know that, you know, If I just get out of the way, if you just get out of the way, if we all just get out of the way, the Holy Spirit can flourish and the fire of God can fall on this world. Because not our will, but thy will be done.
Yes, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We have not seen that ever. And yet Jesus taught us how to pray. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. How? On earth as it is in heaven. What's in heaven? I tell you, no one wears glasses in heaven.
Amen.
No one prayed in heaven. We need heaven. We need the fire of the Spirit. We need Jesus. And you know, it comes by asking. I ask in the name of Jesus that the fire of God would burn in me, through me, and to me, so that I can give it to others.
Amen.
God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.